Outside, Seth could see a long corridor leading away from his room.
Nasty business, really. Such a shame to meet in these circumstances. But these are sometimes how the best results are obtained,
Garrett mused.
I am terribly sorry for your loss, Seth. I'm sure you're feeling pretty low.
Seth felt the heaviness in his chest return at the mention of his family. He closed his eyes, but that only increased the vividness of the images in his head. Dr. Garrett's inference that they were dead hit him harder than when he had been told they were.
However, they do say karma is a bitch. You are by no means an innocent after the things you have done.
The doctor drifted off for a second, clearly remembering something.
Yes, well, nothing to be done about the past. So best to move forward into the future is what I say.
Seth was taken aback at this chipper comment, considering it was only a second ago he was giving Seth his condolences.
They are not dead,
Seth stated, more for his own sanity.
What? Oh, of course they're dead, my good fellow. I saw photographs of the body myself. No sense in settling into denial. You need to address the facts. That way, we can get this moving along nicely.
He got to his feet, taking Seth's head in his hands to examine the damage caused by Blakeford and the others, trying to free Harvey.
Well, this won't do at all,
he said.
I'm afraid you'll need stitches in a couple of those cuts, Seth. In an ideal world, I'd get right onto it, but unfortunately, orders are orders.